Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free. Warning, Pastor Scheidbach is not politically correct, and even more shocking, he is a Christian who uses the word God and prays in Jesus' name in public. The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air. Stay by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow
you. Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the
Hats mind. Off to all World War II vets, really all of our vets, but as we're thinking specifically about D-Day, I thought you'd be interested in hearing Eisenhower's charge to the soldiers as he launched that fateful landing, June 6, 1944.
Soldiers, sailors, and airmen of the Allied Expeditionary Force, you are about to embark upon the great crusade toward which we have striven these many months. The eyes of the world are upon you. The hopes and prayers of liberty-loving people everywhere march with you. In company with our brave allies and brothers in arms on other fronts, you will bring about the destruction of the German war machine, the elimination of Nazi tyranny over the oppressed peoples of Europe, and security for ourselves in a free world. Your task will not be an easy one. Your enemy is well-trained, well-equipped, and battle-hardened. He will fight savagely. But this is the year 1944. Much has happened since the Nazi triumphs of 1940-41. The United Nations have inflicted upon the Germans great defeats in open battle, man to man. Our air offensive has seriously reduced their strength in the air and their capacity to wage war on the ground. Our home fronts have given us an overwhelming superiority in weapons and munitions of war and placed at our disposal great reserves of trained fighting men. The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory. I have full confidence in your courage, devotion to duty, and skill in battle. We will accept nothing less than full victory. Good luck, and let us all beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
One of the brave men who parachuted into Normandy in advance of the D-Day landings in 1944, Jim Pee-wee Martin, now 93 years old, reenacted his parachute jump into Normandy June 5th, the day before D-Day, in commemoration of that brave assault on the Axis forces of evil 70 years ago. Pee-wee Martin was part of an advance team that he said was called the Tip of the Spear. 93 years old and ready to jump from a plane from, probably at least 12,500 feet, which is a usual altitude for a jump. That between there and 18,000 feet, something like that. But that's what the men were made of who fought for our freedoms in World War II. Salute. There's another anniversary we celebrate this week. Wednesday, June 4th, 2014, was the 25th anniversary of Tank Man. Remember him, that brave Chinese student who faced off a row of tanks in Tiananmen Square. In my view, among the most inspiring photos of the last century. Over 100,000 in Hong Kong gathered to remember Tiananmen. But on the mainland, it seemed no one remembered. A fellow with a camera went about Tiananmen and Peking University, asking mostly young university students, some others waiting for buses, others on the streets, hearing about young men, old men, middle age, so on. And virtually everyone responded pretty much the same. No talkie, I know nothing. Of course, they were speaking Chinese, but the subtitles told us what they were saying. And essentially, they were just evasive. several asking, why are you filming this? Some suggesting that if he would turn off his camera, they might talk. But these were few and far between. Most, sincerely it seemed, had no idea what June 4th signified. And the few who did know something about it, clearly, were afraid to say anything. Chinese suppression of news is effective. Chinese oppressive control of information has succeeded, it would seem. But in my experience, the Chinese people are very intelligent and very subtle. The gathering up of anywhere between the official Hong Kong police report of 95,000 people and the protest organizers' estimation of 180,000 people who all gathered in Hong Kong to remember 6/4 belies, I think, somewhat the seeming ignorance of virtually everyone he approached on the streets surrounding Tiananmen on this 25th anniversary of the Tiananmen Square massacre. What saddened me, though, is that the people clearly were afraid to speak out against their government. They were afraid of being filmed, as if they were concerned it was a trap set by the government to catch them. Are we heading in that direction here in America? The wars we fought from 1776 through World War II, and even more lately, were specifically that we would not have to live in fear of our government. That we would have freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, freedom to redress government for grievances, all of the things that Communist China deprives of the people, contrary to the laws of nature and of nature's God. The truth of inalienable rights, founded upon the greater truth that all men are created equal, and so therefore endowed by their Creator with these unalienable rights, these rights are not ours by a contract called the Constitution. These rights are ours by divine right of creation. That blessed document, our Constitution, acknowledges the principles of government of, by, and for the people, with a duty to preserve and protect the inalienable rights that are ours by divine right. Now you understand, I hope, that the Constitution does not give us our rights. And democracy doesn't give anybody rights. It is a document whereby government is restrained from taking away our rights. The Chinese people are possessed of the same inalienable rights endowed to all whom God created in His image and after His likeness. Americans have died in foreign fields defending the rights of all men to be free. Obama released 5 terrorists, not suspected terrorists. These men were known to be terrorists, and they were selected by the Taliban to be released from Gitmo in their negotiations with the White House. Negotiating with terrorists? In exchange for one American POW, Private Bergdahl, who went missing from his unit in 2009 while deployed in Afghanistan. Now, here are the problems. First, Obama did not give the required by law 30 days notice to Congress before releasing the prisoners. Of course, Obama has dishonored our Constitution in the past, denigrated it verbally, snubbed our law several times. He does not even obey his own laws. I mean, the ones he signs into law. Several examples with this are with his Obamacare. And you remember, Obama decided unilaterally that his administration would not support or defend the law of the land in DOMA. He consistently refuses to enforce our immigration laws. He even goes so far as to sue states who attempt to enforce federal immigration law, or even those that pass state laws that effectively make federal law state statute. I mean, the man is a law unto himself, and here we see it again. I mean, he signed this 30-day notification law into law himself. Anyway, at first he arrogantly asserted that he would offer no apologies for setting the Taliban terrorists free in violation of law. On Thursday, when asked about this, Obama said that he would make absolutely, and I'm quoting, quote, absolutely no apologies, end quote. Obama explained that he was acting in the tradition of an old American principle that we, quote, leave no soldier behind, end quote. Who, you know, break out the drums and the fife and wave the flag. Negotiations for the release of Bergdahl have been going on since 2011, maybe even as early as 2010. Congress was apprised of the effort to negotiate his release back in 2011 and again in 2012. As part of the negotiations, a proof-of-life video was provided by the Taliban and made available to the United States through channels. Now, those viewing the video believed Bergdahl's condition was deteriorating, not so much physically, although he was somewhat emaciated, but mentally. Apparently, he was having trouble remembering his name, kind of rambled about in a strange-sounding accent, and some of those viewing it said he looked like he was drugged. Those negotiating for Bergdahl's release were, of course, very motivated and energetically labored to pressure the White House to accept the deal offered by the Taliban. Through channels, of course, because, you know, we don't negotiate with terrorists. Wink, wink. I want an investigation into these people that negotiated this deal. I mean the ones who were supposedly on our side in the negotiation. I wonder if they have any ties to the Muslim Brotherhood, or to some other terrorist-sympathizing organization, or to some radical mullah. Perhaps the Bergdahl family mullah. Is Bergdahl's dad a Muslim? Did you see the warm familial greetings between Obama and Mr. Bergdahl in Arabic in the Rose Garden announcing the successful exchange of five major terrorists for Bergdahl? How does Obama get away with this kind of thing? You know, there's a subtext to this story. In fact, there are several. But one of them is the fact that politics today are so polarized now that everything is seen in terms of politics. I mean, it's like a game of capture the flag, where each team is aligned around the objective to get the flag, in this case the American flag, control of the government, and everything is done with an eye on how it will impact their team's ability to keep or get the flag. And the American flag is the prize, and the Republic rats and the Democrats are the opposing teams, and so no matter what Obama does, the Democrats are going to side with Obama because that's in their political interest to do so. It doesn't matter, right and wrong or out the window, man. It's about power. On the other hand, no Republican can say anything about whatever Obama does without being accused of being a racist, which is a major tactical ploy used by the left in this game of capture the flag, or being accused for having nothing but political motives for saying anything against Obama, which is another tactic that they use. Okay, I got to close the first segment. Hats off to our World War II vets. Kudos to Jim Pee-wee Martin for his successful jumps, both of them, the first one under fire, right in the middle of hostile territory in Normandy in advance of the famous landing, and then his latest, last Thursday, commemorating that historic landing. Blessings to all my friends in China. Keep the faith, keep hope alive, believe in freedom, and know it is your birthright from your creator. We remember Tiananmen with you. The image of Tank Man forever inscribed in our hearts. Mr. President-elect Obama, you are not above the law, sir. You signed the 30-day notification rule into law only, what was that? December 2013, what, 5-6 months ago? When you signed the National Defense Authorization Act. Now, your administration calls Feinstein with an apology and explains that it was an oversight. Quote, Feinstein of California and Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, the top Democrat and Republican respectively on the Senate Select Committee on Intelligence, said, White House officials called them Monday to say the lack of notification had been an oversight, end quote. Yeah. Friends, there are so many levels of this, I hardly know where to focus my commentary. But this story won't go away quickly, I'm sure. From birth fraud gate to Benghazi gate, now Bergdahl gate. Charge the gates, faithful ones, charge the gates. Demand this president be held accountable to the law. I'll be right back.
Heroes inspire us. They challenge what is noble in our spirit. But the ranks of heroes are diminishing. Many who are in a position to inspire our young people to selfless sacrifice for a noble cause are repulsive examples of selfishness. We need to replenish the ranks of heroes. But, my friend, heroes are made, not born. We are helping families make heroes one child at a time with our free character building programs called Heroes of the Faith Sunday School. Enroll your child in Lighthouse Baptist Church Heroes of the Faith Sunday School program, and before long, you'll notice the difference in your child's attitude and character. Call for more information, 888-770-8000. Mention you are interested in the Heroes of the Faith program. Leave a number where we can reach you. Call toll-free, 888-770-8000. There is no charge for the program. It's a service provided by Lighthouse Baptist Church. Enroll your child in Heroes of the Faith today.
Compromise of personal preferences or self-interests to serve some higher good is honorable, but some think compromise is the answer to all disagreements. A dispute between two women over who was the mother to a baby was brought to Solomon. He ordered a compromise: have the baby divided and give each mother half. Obviously, some things allow for no acceptable compromise. In those cases, compromise only works to the advantage of evil. For example, instead of obeying the Lord and coming out of an apostate church, you compromise the truth. Why should our children respect our beliefs if we don't? Something to think about. Call 347-9887 or go to santamarialighthouse.org for more information.
Santa Satan is called the dragon and prince of the power of the air. The devil beware. Pastor Scheinbach is on the air, swinging the sword of truth at the dragons of deceit, thrusting the blade of incisive insight into the belly of liberal lies, lies that blind men's mind in darkness. He wants to know if you have his back. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com and make your donation today, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. Pastor Scheinbach is charging the gates of hell. Don't leave him hanging. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com to make a donation, or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457.
America needs heroes. Lighthouse Baptist Church is offering a character development program for children called Heroes of the Faith Sunday School. There is no charge for this program. For information, call 888-770-8000.
Stand by. The Brain Massage Show is about to blow your mind.
Hello, I'm Jerry Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps in the church belfry arch, signaling the enemies on the march, an enemy that would steal from us our liberty. Welcome back, folks. I would like to invite you and all your friends and family to enroll your first through sixth grade students in our Vacation Bible School this summer. It is called Heroes of the Faith Vacation Bible School, inspiring our children by the wonderful examples of great Bible characters from the New Testament, John the Baptist, Peter, John, Stephen, Paul, and Silas. It begins June 23rd and continues through June 27th from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. daily. To enroll your student, call 805-347-9887. That's 805-347-9887. Or send an email, including the names and ages of the students you wish to enroll, to info@santamarialighthouse.org. You can also go online. Go to santamarialighthouse.org, click on the Contact Us button, and you'll see a form there that you can use to send us an email. What we need are the names and ages of the children you wish to enroll. Now, as you know, President-elect Obama released five terrorists, not suspected terrorists, five murdering Al-Qaeda terrorists who have been held in Gitmo and who were selected by the Taliban to be part of a release exchange for one American POW, Private Bergdahl. Bergdahl went missing from his unit in 2009 while deployed in Afghanistan. Bergdahl claimed he had, quote, lagged behind a patrol, end quote, when he was taken captive by Taliban. However, all evidence now exposes that statement to be a lie. U.S. officials reported that Bergdahl walked off base with three Afghanis. On a website, the Taliban claimed, quote, a drunken American soldier had come out of his garrison, end quote, into their arms. Testimony from some Afghan villagers recalls Bergdahl seen wandering about a village asking where he could find the Taliban. The villagers suspected he was high on hashish. He walked about as if in a haze. Flashback now, 3 days before Bergdahl simply walked off his post and began his walkabout in Afghanistan in search of a Taliban who spoke English, by the way, he wrote an email to his parents in which email he said, and I quote, I am ashamed to be an American, end quote. He wrote, quote, the U.S. Army is the biggest joke. He said, it is the army of liars, backstabbers, fools, and bullies, end quote. He wrote, these people need help, end quote. I wonder what people he meant, the Afghani people perhaps, or the Taliban, whose company he sought. And he went on to say, quote, yet what they get is the most conceited country in the world telling them that they are nothing and that they are stupid, end quote. And finally, quote, the horror that is America is disgusting, end quote. Mind you, he cites no atrocities. He cites no murdering, raping, pillaging, none of that. He simply doesn't like the attitude expressed by some of the soldiers he was around. This overwrought father of the soldier, Bob, emailed back to his son, obey your conscience. Now, these emails were given to the author of a 2012 Rolling Stone article, Hastings, I believe it was, that was published in the Rolling Stone a while back. And these were given to the Rolling Stone by Bergdahl's own parents. And then, according to the Rolling Stone profile reporting these emails, as well as the Army report on the incident, Bergdahl simply, quote, decided to walk away, end quote. From the Rolling Stone article's perspective, Bergdahl was a disillusioned soldier who walked away from his post as a sort of protest against attitudes in fellow soldiers that he found reprehensible. Again, no mention of any raid upon a village where women were raped or children slaughtered. He simply did not like the attitude expressed by some of his fellow soldiers toward the Afghan people and what he considered was their arrogant disregard for them. Several soldiers familiar with the facts surrounding Bergdahl's case are disgusted and have raised all sorts of questions about this, believing Bergdahl planned to desert, as much evidence suggests that. Some of them are convinced that Bergdahl actually participated in subsequent attacks on their base after he disappeared. And these things we know from intel reports. Bergdahl was seen shooting AK-47s with the Taliban. He was seen walking about with a loaded weapon while in their custody, doing the whole praise Allah thing. And then he is seen in a cage, emaciated, screaming on a video, "Please free me!" A video, by the way, prepared by the Taliban and created to put pressure on Obama to make the deal for the terrorist swap. What's going on here? The more you get into this, the stinkier it gets. You see, Bergdahl's father has tweeted statements to the effect that he wants all the Gitmo prisoners to be released and is working actively to make that happen. Apparently, Bergdahl's father is a Muslim. I don't know that. He's supposed to be a Calvinist, Presbyterian, or something like that. But at least at the Rose Garden appearance, we know that Mr. Bergdahl spoke Pashti. I guess that's how you pronounce it. It's the Taliban Arabic. It used an often expressed phrase in the Quran and exchanged by Muslims as a praise to Allah. In fact, it's sometimes referred to as a Muslim war cry. It's often used to dedicate an event or a place to Allah. He clearly gave Allah praise for the exchange of the Taliban for his son's release. Now, some experts say his comments actually amounted to dedicating the moment and the scene to Allah. Now, get a load of this. After Bergdahl praised Allah, Obama gave him a warm smile. I mean, just glowed all over him and then embraced him. Keep in mind, these people are all about form over substance. By these people, I mean the left, Obama and his ilk. This presentation of an Islamic prayer in this context is very telling and indeed appalling. This same president who would go out of his way to cover Christian symbols wherever he's speaking somewhere that has such symbols present would smile approvingly and hug a man who spoke the Muslim praise to Allah prayer in the Taliban dialect in a formal event at the White House announcing the successful release of five Taliban terrorists using expressions, by the way, the Taliban themselves used on the same occasion. A man, by the way, who tweeted, that is Mr. Bergdahl, tweeted that it was his intention to see that all prisoners were released from Gitmo. So, I don't know what to do here. Do I zero in on the fact that Obama clearly and flagrantly broke the law in doing this? Or do I keep an eye on what, in almost every way I look at it, appears to be a conspiracy involving Obama's administration to use Bergdahl as a cover for releasing known terrorists from Gitmo, all to the praise of Allah? Does anyone feel more comfortable knowing that those who are advising Obama assure us that these terrorists won't be a threat to American lives in the future? I didn't see anybody raise your hand on that one. Of course, they will rejoin jihad. Of course they will kill Americans at the very first opportunity they are given. Be careful, fellow Americans. Obama is slithery. He will pump up an arrogant dismissal of the idea that he would apologize, couching it in terms he can use to wiggle out of it later, saying, "I won't apologize for releasing an American from a POW status." You know, and then get everybody clamoring for an apology, and then offer an apology so that it all goes away. "I'm sorry. I should not have done that without giving the prior notification. I'm so sorry. Won't do it again." So his capture the flag team can say, "Well, you know, he had better not do this again." And it all goes away. I think we had better keep an eye on both hands of this Obama fella, on the fact that he broke the law and on the fact that he flagrantly spat in the face of our soldiers fighting the Taliban in the Rose Garden. In fact, when Bergdahl spoke that Islamic prayer in the specific dialect of the Taliban, praising Allah for the successful terrorist release operation under the cover of freeing his son, who many accounts suggest was Taliban operative himself, or at the very least a Taliban dupe, some reliable intel says, Bergdahl at one point declared jihad and became Muslim. That's right. I mean, this thing is a mess, and it reeks of conspiracy and treason. But we'll get into this some more next time. Folks, I would like to invite you and all your friends and family to enroll your first through sixth grade students in our Vacation Bible School this summer. It's called Heroes of the Faith Vacation Bible School, inspiring our children by the wonderful examples of great Bible characters from the New Testament, such as John the Baptist, Peter, John, Stephen, Paul, Silas. And it begins June 23rd, continues through the 27th. The sessions are from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. daily. To enroll your student, call the church office at 805-347-9887 or send an email including the names and ages of the students you wish to enroll to info@santamarialighthouse.org. You can also enroll online. Go to santamarialighthouse.org. Click on the Contact Us button and use the email form you'll see there to send us a message including the names and ages of your children. I have lit the lamps in the church belfry arch, and now you let me know that you see they are on. Call 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. You don't need the one if you're using a cell phone. And say lights on if you see the lights are on, or that is you agree with what I'm saying here today, and you will join me and ride like Revere and spread the warning. Or if you disagree with me, then you may call and say lights off and hang up, but don't slam the phone down so hard you break it. We take no responsibility for damaged equipment because you can't control your temper. Call 1-888-770-8000. That's 1-888-770-8000. And leave me a message on our listener response hotline. It's a free call to anyone within the continental United States, from outside the country, or for those who prefer it. By the way, I've got translators available to me. So anybody listening to me from anywhere, I mean anywhere. And so go to thebrainmassageshow.com. That's thebrainmassageshow.com. And if you're in a hurry, you can just give me a lights on or lights off when you call and hang up. And but if you will, please leave me a message and tell me what you think of the show, positive or negative, either way. Or when you go to the website, you can click lights on or lights off, and then click on the send button. And either way, again, lights on or lights off, I want to hear from you. God bless you. God save America. And I'll see you in church.
Heroes inspire us. They challenge what is noble in our spirit. But the ranks of heroes are diminishing. Many who are in a position to inspire our young people to selfless sacrifice for a noble cause are repulsive examples of selfishness. We need to replenish the ranks of heroes. But, my friend, heroes are made, not born. We are helping families make heroes one child at a time with our free character building programs called Heroes of the Faith Sunday School. Enroll your child in Lighthouse Baptist Church Heroes of the Faith Sunday School program, and before long, you'll notice the difference in your child's attitude and character. Call for more information, 888-770-8000. Mention you are interested in the Heroes of the Faith program. Leave a number where we can reach you. Call toll-free, 888-770-8000. There is no charge for the program. It's a service provided by Lighthouse Baptist Church. Enroll your child in Heroes of the Faith today. Church is not the place to be trolling for chicks, and it's not a talent show for rockers. So if you want a rock concert, call Ticketmasters. But if you're looking for a church that takes the Lordship of Jesus seriously, and you can endure sound doctrine proclaimed straight from the Bible with the preaching that tells it like it is, without fear or compromise, come to the Lighthouse, where we are shining the light of God's truth to help families safely navigate through the moral storms of our day. Call 347-9887 for more information. Heroes are made, not born. At Lighthouse Baptist Church, we're helping families make heroes with our Heroes of the Faith Sunday School, a character-building program that will have an impact on the life of your child that you will notice at home in their improved attitude and character. Call 888-770-8000. Say, I want my child to be a hero. Leave a number where we can reach you. There's no charge for this program. Call 888-770-8000 today.
Pastor Scheinbach is charging the gates of hell. Don't leave him hanging. Go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com to make a donation or mail it to Post Office Box 2803, Santa Maria, California, 93457. For a complete brain massage experience, tune in Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. and go to www.thebrainmassageshow.com. The Brain Masseur is preparing to massage your brain with stimulating insights.